Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. This is one of the most serious things you need to do, and that is to stop giving the Republican Party money until the forensic audits are done in your state. And I'm talking about, look, this is so huge. You have to do this. Do you know that the Republican Party is rolling in the dough? The reason why they haven't done what you wanted is because they fundraised out of you and they scammed you. There are people who are blocking the audits who actually, especially in Pennsylvania, who put out ads saying we need election integrity and raise tons of money on it as they are trying to stop the election audits. It's a scam. They are scamming you and you got to take control. How many times, if you're a regular listener, I've explained how America worships at the altar of money, not at the altar of God. So we need to use that against these punks. Their God isn't of truth that the God of the Bible is of, or else they'd already have stood up. Their God is money. If you take their God away from them and say, you can't have your addiction of to this money God that you have until you do what we say, then they'll do it. So I just did a video where I said forensic audits around the country are going to start happening. But to ensure that they happen, to give actual, this is to actually give backup to the Republicans who are actually doing something. Good Republicans won't be asking for your money in this effort. The forensic audits should be spent at taxpayer level, using taxpayers' money already. What are they raising money for? If you know, when we want these forensic audits, what is the money that they are collecting from you actually going to do when they're going to use taxpayers' money to do the audits? You ever ask that question? Stop giving them money. That incentivizes them to do jack squat. They are con men, and I'm talking about the rhinos, and the rhinos are the ones that lead this. And you're saying, I'm not giving money. Well, apparently everybody is giving them money because they're rolling in the dough. Will you stop giving them money? They are giving, they do these ads. Like, see, people who watch Fox News need to know this. If you see an ad on Fox News, if you're a Trump supporter, press one. If you're not, if you want election integrity, press one. They'll do an ad like that, and it's a fundraising thing. Don't you dare give money to any of those things. Nothing. If it's a conservative organization, and they are asking for fundraising to help fight whatever battle it is, you turn to them and say, you won't get a freaking dime from me. I don't care what conservative organization it is until you lead the charge in getting the forensic audits and Donald Trump to be said as the rightful winner of the 2020 election. Until you do that, what's the point of you? What's the point of a conservative organization that wants to raise money for different issues when our country has been overthrown by the Communist Party? Do you understand? Don't give them a dime, not a dime. I'm so sorry that I have to be so aggressive on this. I said this and I thought people would listen way at the beginning, but apparently it doesn't spread. People aren't spreading. You've got to share this. If you hear someone donating to the Republican Party, you need to chastise them and say, what are you doing? They're never going to do it if you give them money. You have to put conditions on your money. If you want money from me, you have to finish a forensic audit in our state. Until then, you won't get a dime. And if you don't do it, you'll never get a dime ever again. It'll be the death of the Republican Party. Why do I say that? Because the Republican Party is going to die anyways if they don't do this. Do you understand? America's dead if they don't do it. This is the life and death of America. Don't give them money so that they can sit back and go, we're doing an election integrity bill that they know won't even pass. And, but we tried. They're con men. They will tell you that, well, look, but I did an election integrity bill. Is that what you want? You want an election integrity bill that won't even pass? Or do you want a forensic audit in your state proving that the 2020 election was won? If you want a forensic audit, and if you want to know that Donald Trump won your state, you better not be giving a dime to the Republican Party. You are feeding a beast against your very wishes. And I know some of you have given it thinking with a good heart. God sees your heart, okay? God knows you gave with good intentions. I'm telling you, you just did the opposite by giving to the Republican Party. Look at it this way. You might have a good heart and you want to help a crack addict on the street. And if the crack addict comes and asks you for money, it is not helping the crack addict to hand him money. He's going to go buy crack with it. That's your Republican Party. If you give them money, they're not going to do what you want because they don't need to. They're getting money, and they take that money and get other rhinos elected, not people that you want, because they use it to help bring them up into the primaries. You can't get rid of the rhinos unless you pull the money. Do you know what a true politician who loves America would say to you? Ben is right. I don't need your money. Right now, all that matters is proving that Donald Trump won the election and saving our country. That's what someone who loves America would say. If you find a politician angry at what I said, they're a con man who doesn't care about this country. They worship at the altar of money. They don't care about what God thinks of them. They don't care about truth. They don't care about the Republicans' values. They care about their sole position and money. And that's how you show who's who. And I don't care who you withhold your money from, but if you're not withholding your money from all sorts of organizations, the only places you should be giving money to are people that you know for sure are standing up for election audits, forensic election audits. If you know for sure someone is doing that, or you know an organization that's leading the way, like a Mike Lindell. Okay, if you want to give money to like Mike Lindell, yes, that's fine. That'd be way better than giving money to some Republican politician. Do you understand that? Okay. I'm going to talk more about this because this is not enough. I'm so fired up. I cannot believe that the Republican Party is rolling in the dough. They should have the least amount of money they've ever had since they abandoned Donald Trump. Why are MAGA people doing it? And I know that maybe a lot of you haven't been doing it. You got to tell other people. There are people that watch Fox News and they're not aware of any of this and they keep giving money. You got to stop your friends, your family. I'm not kidding. You have to stop. And how could they get mad at you? You're telling them to keep their money. Stop giving your money away. Keep it. Don't give it to them and demand results. You say you will get money when you do what you're supposed to do. And until you do a forensic audit, not a dime. And if you never do a forensic audit, not a dime ever again. You're done. Forever. This is why the Republican Party hates my guts as much as the Democrat Party at times, because I know what's at stake. I do. They're con men. They're politicians. They're liars. Not all of them. Like I'm saying, this will weed out the good and the bad. When you withhold your money, you'll see who's good. You'll see who's bad. A good politician will say, I completely understand, and you are 100% right for withholding your money. That's what a good politician would say. If they don't say that, you already know, uh-oh, my politician's not good. That's how you can tell. Money will out them. Do you get it? Seriously, I want to give you, though, good news. The audits are coming. This is important that our money is withheld from them until they accomplish it. Because as they start up, the rhinos are going to oppose. You have to have the backs of the strong representatives in your states that are going to push for these audits in every state across the country, probably. If they are standing up to push, the way you have their back is you tell all the Republicans you're not getting a dime until you do what they're doing. You're not getting a dime until it's done. Then they'll do it because that's their God. They don't have a fear of the real God. They don't care. But if you take their worshiping the money God, you take that from them, they'll do it. They'll do it. They'll have no choice because they don't know how to live without their God. They can't. That's taking everything from them. It's like sucking the breath out of them. So if you want them to do what you're saying, some people think giving money gets them to do. Giving them money makes them not do what you want. Take the money away from them and demand they do it. Then they'll start listening. But if they keep rolling in the dough, I'm telling you, and they are right now, if they keep rolling in the dough, scamming Republicans into donating, saying that they're trying to do election integrity, right there, if you hear election integrity, you already know it's a scam. If they're not saying money for a forensic audit, and even then I wouldn't give it to them, I'd say, I need to see the forensic audit before you get money. But they better be saying forensic audit. If you don't hear the words forensic audit, it's a scam. That's what your attitude should be. You should always be thinking, oh, it's a scam. So I just gave you some keys here. You must listen for a forensic audit. Anything else being said, they're scamming you. You must withhold your money and not allow them to get a dime until they do what you say. And if every single Republican did this would happen almost instantaneously. I know it's going to take time to get the word out, I thought the word was, I didn't realize the Republican Party was scamming everybody and rolling in the dough. You are being scammed. You should be very upset. They stole your money to do jack squat. That's what they did. They're stealing money from you. And I'm trying to save you from having your money stolen. Don't give the crack addicts money for crack cocaine. Please don't do it. That's what your attitude. You are actually helping by not giving them money. All right, Steve Bannon, Boris Epstein on updates of what's been going on with the election audits. This is from the War Room.
Boris, tell me about Georgia. Are they going to put Fulton County in receivership? Cleta Mitchell thinks that Raffensperger wants to do it to cover his tracks. What is happening in Georgia?
So back to Arizona for a second. Again, the next several days, maybe a week out, you're going to see this report that is going to be the major inflection point in the 3 November movement, because it'll be likely the first report that comes out of one of these audits, and then it will be digested by the state Senate, and then it'll become public. So that's Arizona. All eyes continue to be on Arizona and Georgia.
Yeah.
The Fulton County receivership is very interesting because that's Raffensperger's drive, right? So why would he want to do that? We know that he's been against the voter integrity movement, against the 3 November movement, and he went and lied on 60 Minutes. They said, oh, we just like Katie Hobbs in Arizona. Raffensperger said, oh, we've got no problems in Georgia. Wrong. That's a lie. The key there is that lawsuit where the seemingly one of the few honest judges in America on this issue, he's allowed for the drive to unseal the 140,000 absentee ballots in Fulton County to continue. The next ruling on that will be in September. There's been 5 rulings in a row that have been positive for, again, the push to unseal those ballots. So we've got to stay patient. We've got to stay focused. We've got to stay strong. But Georgia is looking very positive right now because, again, the next decision is in front of the same judge that's been very favorable to the 3 November movement because he's favorable to the Constitution. He knows that it is vital for the survival of our country to have free, fair, and honest elections, and the one in 2020 sure wasn't. So that's Georgia. And then Pennsylvania is next. And I've spoken very frankly here about Pennsylvania. Let me be even more frank. The chairman of the Pennsylvania GOP is a man named Lawrence Tabus. The Pennsylvania GOP has been fundraising on voter integrity and election integrity and against election fraud. But behind the scenes, Tabus, Jake Corman, the state Senate president, Kim Ward, and the Senate Majority Leader, and others are pushing against the subpoenas to Philadelphia, Tioga, and York counties for violating Senator Mastriano's letter requesting full forensic investigations into their elections.
Yes, folks, Mike Lindell received a letter from the very Republicans that were trying to block the audits, the very same rhinos, saying, donate now for election integrity. And it's a scam. They are con men. Their whole career, they think everything will go the same like it has in the past. They have always played this con on you. You always wonder why you elect Republicans and your issues never, ever end up actually doing it, that your bill is always defeated. Then you finally get a Congress and a Republican governor, let's say, in your state, and all of a sudden the abortion bills don't go in front of that governor to sign. And as soon as that Republican governor is gone, an abortion bill reaches the desks of a Democrat governor to veto it. How many times has that happened in your state? It happens all the time. Not by accident. Not by accident. They fundraise. They push bills saying, yeah, we did it. When they don't believe in it, and they wait for it to have an opportunity to have it rejected and say, see, I wasn't able to. What I need is more money. If we're not getting enough money. It has nothing to do with money. It really doesn't. In fact, it does in this aspect. Because you're giving them money, they keep doing the con. They are conning you. They've been conning you your whole life. It's been a con. It is now time to say, oh my gosh, you guys are con men. And if you're not a con man and you're a good politician, and some are good ones, then the good politician should completely understand that you are withholding your money until they get on board and do the right thing for America, or else it's over anyways. What's the point of giving to people who want to do something in 2023 or 2022, after the 2022 election? Giving money to someone like that, they don't understand what's going on. And I don't even know if we have that much time. This is not a joke. This isn't fun and games. If you give money to the Republican Party, you are damaging the movement to get election audits. This is how you ensure that you're not damaging. You let them know they will never get a dime from you until an election forensic election audit is done in your state, wherever you are. And whoever is listening to me, I am not reaching enough people for this to be big. It is on you guys that are listening and shaking your head saying, yeah, he's right. If you're saying that, then it is on you to tell your family and tell them to tell their friends and have it with passion and say, this is no joke. You have to do this at this moment in time. It will make the forensic audits explode across the country, because once you remove what they worship, money, away from them, they want it back really bad. They'll claw for it. And you got to take that as they start to claw and try to get it back. You have to say, take that anger and that energy and throw it towards your true enemy, the Democrat Party, who is opposing our forensic audits. Go claw at them and the money will return to you. It's this simple. And you know what? I already know it's going to be super hard to get people to stop giving their money away. Do you think how stupid that is? Stop giving your money away. It's worthless at this point to reward people who have done nothing. Make them do something to earn the reward. It's that simple. You are like giving, it's like giving your children money over and over and over again, and they've never done anything to earn it. And if you're spoiling them, they're going to come back for more and more, and they'll never learn their lesson. If you pull all that away and say, you have to get this and this done, then I'll allow that, then they'll actually do it. So we are the parents. They are children, and they have to be treated as such. Many politicians have done jack squat in their life. I'm sorry, but it's true. Not all of them. Notice, usually the really strong politicians are people who have accomplished a whole bunch before they ever became a politician. That's usually a good politician, not always, but many times. But it is very scary when you come across people who have been politicians their whole life. They are usually, not always, but usually the worst of the worst. More from Steve Bannon and Boris Epstein on The War Room.
So Larry Tabus, if you took money from people promising election integrity, promising to get to the bottom of 2020, and now are working against it, you're committing a crime and you better return that money. And for the Patriots of Pennsylvania, we always say color within the lines, but here's a phone number for you. This is Larry Tabus's office, 215-665-3158. 215, let's get it up in the chat, 215-665-3158. That's the Pennsylvania GOP. Its chairman is Larry Tabus. Tabus, Jake Corman, and others in Pennsylvania who are pushing against the subpoenas, prepare for your political careers to be over unless you smarten up.
Folks, every GOP organization in every state across the country shouldn't be receiving a dime until the forensic audits are done, until Donald Trump is proven that he has won, the decertification of many of these states where the fraud happens is done. When it's done, then they can have their money. That should be easy standard to have, that every single conservative across the country, especially the big donors, if they're on our side, they won't donate. If you find out that a big donor that you're friends with, it maybe has businesses and they're donating, tell them to pull all their big donations until this is done, until the election audits are done. Then the GOP has to have to prove itself to you. Don't you think they should have to prove themselves after what they did to you right after the election, abandoning Donald Trump, backstabbing him? Why do you trust them with your money? They have backstabbed you your whole life. Make them prove themselves. They are spoiled brats who won't do what they're told until you actually hurt them financially. Then they'll do what they're told. This is not a joke. This has to happen now. If this doesn't spread, what I am saying, across the country within 1 or 2 months, we're in trouble because they ain't going to do what we're saying. Oh, they'll go through the motions, but they won't really accomplish anything. Do you understand? This is the thing you need to spread more than anything else I've ever said, and because it's the easiest thing to do. All you have to do is tell people, keep their money. Keep your money. Stop throwing your money away to Republican causes. And make sure that you don't even have to withhold it. Make sure they know why you're withholding it. That's the key. Inform them. You will not receive a dime until the forensic audits are done. And you better start one in our state if you haven't, because you ain't getting a dime ever again until it's done. That's how you get politicians to do something. Nothing else will get them to do it. That's how the Communist Party of China has overthrown America. How do you get Dr. Fauci to go against everything medically there is in science? Money. He has a financial incentive hooked up with these vaccine companies where they will make money. He doesn't want anyone to get the antibody test. I just heard him just yesterday, I believe. He was on national TV. He was asked, well, what about the antibody test? Shouldn't people get the antibody test? He was like, no one should get the antibody test. I don't really trust the antibody test. Why? Because you can't make money if you get the antibody test. You have to get the vaccine for Fauci and his friends to make billions of dollars. It's all about money. Everything. If you take their God away, they will then start to obey. But as long as they can just break in the dough, they'll never do what you want. And the GOP is raking in the dough. And that is the biggest sign that they are scamming you. Because you're falling for the scam. It's really our fault for whoever is donating. You can get mad at me for saying this, but if you donate after seeing this video, if you've seen my video, I understand if you haven't seen this video and you already donated. I understand. I'm not upset with you. They're con men. They trick you. But if you've watched this whole thing and then you donate to the Republican Party, shame on you. Because I'm telling the truth. And if you ignore this truth, shame on you. What are you doing? Everyone has to do what I'm saying. They need an instant dry up of money. They need to be shocked. They need to be like, look in the last month and go, what the heck just happened? That's what needs to happen. And it has to be grassroots, and it has to be everybody, so they can't just blame it on one person. I know people have said this. I'm not the only one, but clearly people are not saying with the passion. They're not saying it with the urgency and the importance of this. This is important. It is probably the most important thing you can do is keep your money instead of giving it to them. Stop giving them money. Do I have to say it again? I don't have to say it again. I don't think I have to say it again at all. You know what you need to do. Keep your money. That's it. Oh, I'm such a meanie making you keep your money. I love you guys. How about this? Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father except through him. Store up your treasures in heaven and start fighting for God. All right? And when you want to give money, give it to causes that actually are fighting for the election audit. The New American is actually fighting for the election audit. We're fighting to get election audits right here on this show. Mike Lindell is fighting for the election audits. Certain individual representatives are leading the way. If you want to personally hand them a check, I'm all for that. Do you understand? But to generally give, or to give when you don't know who you're really, really giving to, don't do it. I love you guys.